Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is up? Welcome back to the My Bookie Live Casino Show, Casino Friday here on the Drinking Bros Sports Network. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Regester, and we are here to play some fucking blackjack.
With Renton.
Renton.
But I'm here to own him.
Is our dealer. Hey, Renton sounds, he sounds like, that sounds like the name of someone who like serves a vampire.
Yeah.
Renton, bring me the boy.
His servant, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His also...
His familiar, I believe it's called.
Like immortal butler?
Yeah. Renton!
But he has no special powers himself. Kind of a, like, story arc plot hole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's just there, always.
I don't know how he's been alive for so long.
Well, the vampire takes care of it. The vampire does his vampire stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
All right, so we got 15 against an ace. He'll obviously hit.
Yeah, gonna hit on this 12. Oh, we got Jason taking up two seats. Dirty boy.
Big boy.
Pop 21, up. Let's go.
Was that nine? Oh, five, let's go.
You bitch.
He's got a 17. Boom.
There we go.
Yeah, we're about to stuff this nerd in a locker.
Hell yeah. Yeah, where's your master now? Huh? The daylight. He can't help you. It's morning. The sun is out, Renton.
He's probably sparkling.
Bring me the boy.
Where did vampire lore come from?
It was invented in 1948.
Transylvanian?
It's like everywhere, kind
Truthfully,
of.
Truthfully, I don't know where Transylvania is.
Transylvania?
Yeah.
It's like Hungary, I think.
Okay. That makes a little sense.
It's wherever, you know. It's wherever...
it's wherever the heart is.
It's wherever... what's his name? Had to stop the Turks.
John Smith?
Well, him, but also...
oh, Vlad.
Yeah.
Vlad Daddy.
What a team up. John Smith and Dracula?
Vlad the Impaler.
Yeah.
But wasn't there Dracula lore before Vlad?
Yeah. There. Yeah, the vampire lore is super, super old.
Okay.
But it got kind of standardized by the book Dracula.
It started in Israel.
Okay, I'll take a 20. Let's see. Vlad the Impaler. I want to see if Vlad the Impaler and John Smith were bucking at the same time, but I don't think they were.
No, Vlad Daddy was like...
He died in the 1470s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, John Smith was 1600s, my guy.
Yeah, that's a bummer. But they're both fighting Turks.
It's a noble battle.
It is. Fuck them Turks.
Dude, that's part of me, though, takes offense to that.
What part of you could possibly take offense to?
The 1% Turk.
You're 1% Turkish?
Yeah.
Since when?
We've gone over my 23andMe results.
I knew the Portuguese Jew part.
I'm Portuguese Jew and Turk.
Gross. I think that Turk part insisted on itself being in your genetic line, if you know what I mean.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe the Jewish part, too. So I'm all three major religions. Obviously, I'm a Catholic.
Right. You are all. Wow.
I'm the Holy Trinity.
You should fight a crusade against yourself. You should beat yourself up in a mirror.
I'm actually the Savior.
Are you?
This is my Jesus here. I'm the rebirth.
I remember my Jesus. I got married my Jesus year, I think.
That's pretty cool. You think?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was 33. God damn it.
I pushed. Damn, I'm behind.
I would have been, yeah, 33. Yeah.
Nice. That's a good age to get married, probably.
I think that's probably peak, yeah.
But I'm not ready
yet. The problem was, though, is that she was 31 instead of, like, 24.
I got too much to do, even though I don't do anything.
Yeah.
I got to travel the world, brother.
Got to see the sights.
I got to uncover some mysteries. I got to Graham Hancock this bitch.
I saw some meme the other day. It was like, I think it was like, jacked Graham Hancock can't hurt you. He's not real. That is just a picture of Graham Hancock just like hulking out.
Not yet. Wait till I'm there, though. Wait till I'm at the pyramids.
Yeah. Just moving stones with your bare fucking hands trying to find the secret chambers.
Our boy Ryan's in India right now. He's at those, I forget what it's called, but those like pristinely cut stones
okay.
in India that from like not 9,600 years ago.
From 9,000 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
They didn't have the tech, but it's well, like all this stuff that's like really, they don't even have the tech to cut it now. It's kind of
how
crazy.
How personally cut is it? Because that would put it at what, about 7,000 BC and that's 3,000 years younger than Göbekli. Not,
yeah, yeah. They have no idea how it happened.
Well, I'm just saying Karahan Tepe, Göbekli Tepe.
I'll have to show you after. I don't actually know the name of it because it's fucking India.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not like fully versed in India.
Yeah, I'm not either. I'm not a big Indian.
I mean, Alexander the Great was fighting dragons in India.
He fought a dragon on an island. Was that in India? I know the Muslims are like, yeah, he killed a dragon.
Two of them. Muslims, I think one was like an Indian island.
I like that Alexander the Great's just Muslims like him. I think he's in the Quran. He's in the Bible.
Why wouldn't you like Alexander the Great?
I know.
He's one of the goats.
I mean, he's really just a megalomaniac, but he's pretty sweet.
Yeah, but back then you could be.
Yeah.
Who's stopping you?
Ooh, I'm going to split these fours.
If he didn't do that, he would have just been nothing.
Yeah.
He's Alexander the Dud.
I agree.
Alexander the Mid.
Now I got to sit on a 12. Great.
16 against a 2.
Okay, 14 and a 12 against a 2.
Truthfully, you're not remembered unless you conquer.
Yeah, pretty much. No, inventors are kind of stupid. Boom.
I mean, people don't even know what Da Vinci made.
He didn't really make anything, he just drew stuff.
He made a lot of things.
And he just drew stuff.
But they weren't necessarily.
He was like, look at this thing I invented. See my blueprint? And it's like, well, you made a blueprint of a thing. Did you build it?
He did.
Nah, I don't
he built a lot of things.
Nah, I don't know about that.
I put they didn't always. They didn't work.
I put a grand on the table.
He was trying things.
If it didn't work, you didn't invent anything. You just made a craft.
Dog tried to go up in a helicopter in like Renaissance Italy.
If it didn't work, you didn't invent anything. Blackjack on the $1,000 hand. But let's fucking go.
The thing is, he's out there trying things.
Pushed!
How do you push on a blackjack? Oh, he had blackjack. That's why.
That's bullshit.
I've never seen that, actually. I don't think that's happened.
My blackjack pushed?
That was the first time it happened.
What?
He also had blackjack. That sucks, dude. It's unfortunate.
That's fucking infuriating.
It's because you spiked the football before he flipped. You Deshaun Jacksoned it.
Yeah, yeah, I guess I fucking did. God damn it, that is beyond annoying.
Insane.
Renting. That was for insulting.
He's renting fucking space in your brain right now.
That was for insulting his master.
So you have no respect for Leonardo da Vinci.
He's mid.
All right.
He'd never interested me. He really didn't.
Nothing really interests you, to be fair.
What are you talking about?
Nothing gets your attention. We'll bring things up all the time, and you're like, eh. That's your reaction to most things.
Like what?
Throughout the history podcast, you're just like, meh.
That is not true. I love history. I just
Da Vinci. You only get hyped on, like, the Pope.
I mean, look, I love me some popes.
Everything else is just, yeah.
It's just
that's cool.
Blatantly false. All right, got a 19. Let's see how he fucks me this time.
I can't remember the last time you were excited.
You know, that's how it goes sometimes.
Things okay?
Nah. Tired. I'm just tired, boss.
You're tired all the time. You think that's low T?
Yeah, yeah. Boom.
As
all right. I got
as
my
you're about
win.
To pump out your third baby.
Got my dub. Low T. I got the highest T here, bro. My penis has made three other penises. That's as high T as it gets.
I agree. I'm not going to get in testosterone. I think it's a mistake.
I don't think I need to. I don't know what the point would be.
I've never been stronger. It's crazy.
It is also funny. There's a lot of stuff that people like a lot of things people say for a lot of different illnesses or whatever that are side effects. Like tiredness is always funny. It's like, well, I have ADHD, so that I've been tired my whole life. Like it's not. Ooh, I'm gonna double down against this too. Like when they're like COVID, they're like, oh, one of the things that could tell you of COVID is that you're tired. I'm like, okay, I'm always tired.
I like
I've been tired since I was fucking eight.
I like Billy McCusker's take that testosterone is just hormone therapy for men.
I do like that. Is really funny.
It's gender affirming care.
It is gender affirming. It is literally gender.
You have to be on it the rest of your life.
You can't get off it.
You're a tranny if you take tranny.
You're a synth.
It's so funny.
You're a synth, dude.
Kinda. You're not a dude.
Yeah.
That's gotta fuck with you in some capacity. Because you're on it the rest of your life. It fucks with your hormones, obviously. It fucks with probably fucks with your balls and your dick.
I mean, there's gotta be you gotta just boost it naturally.
I think so.
Exercise, whatever. I don't
we
know.
You can get the goods from the earth, man. You can get those roots.
All right, I got 20 against his.
Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, God. He's put it on this planet.
For us.
For
gotta
us.
To get them high T roots.
What's it called? Ashwagandha or whatever?
Truly have no idea.
You know what's apparently like dope for everything?
What?
Turmeric.
Yeah, it is.
Turmeric is like the great equalizer.
Yeah. I always, whenever I am sick.
Crushes inflammation.
Whenever I'm sick, and like, so last week when I had the flu, I was eating a lot of soup, chicken noodle soup, dumping turmeric in that fucking thing.
That's why Indians live forever.
They do. That's why you always hear about like, oh, actually the oldest man is this 170-year-old Indian guy. And he looks like it, but I think
he looks like he's a tree.
That might just be his lifestyle, though. That might just be living in India for 80 years.
That too. It's gross. It is. I'm watching Ryan's stories right now, and he's going all throughout India.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, they have no respect for their own country. They litter everywhere. They trash everything. They're getting ready for the next life. They're like, they don't care about this life now.
That's what he told you when you texted him?
No, that's all of his stories. Oh, fuck you, dude.
That's really funny.
He's like, just kind of, you know, objectively observing and just writing down his thoughts with his stories. And it'll be like 30 stories. And most of the time I just skip past that anyone else. But when you're traveling the world, yeah, I'm in.
It's funny that you like skip past this. Like you just next. Because to him, he'll see it and be like, wow, Dan's watching all my stories.
No, I am watching all of his stories.
Yeah.
For a typical person with like 30 stories, oh, no, fuck that.
Yeah.
But I'm actually interested. I'm invested in his like world travels.
Fair enough.
And he's just dunking all over India. But credit to him, he's going to like the real shit.
Yeah, he's not just going to the Taj Mahal or whatever the fuck.
No, he said it was overrated.
God damn it.
He said the Taj Mahal was the most overrated wonder of the world.
I've heard that it's not that great. But again, I have no desire really to go to India at all.
After seeing this, I will never go to India.
I've never
in
had.
No planet will I. Like, unless I'm going to fight a war, yeah. I guess.
I would go
if I get drafted and I have to fight against the BRIC nation.
The what?
The BRICS.
Oh, yeah. You got to go. China's invading India. You got to go fight in some godforsaken mountain.
I think China would be on India's side.
No, they hate each other.
Yeah, but also BRICS nation, bro. Brazil, India.
Fair enough.
China, Saudi Arabia.
Oh, you dick.
I did hear a theory, though, that fucking Bitcoin is just a Chinese psyop to ruin the U.S. dollar.
Crypto, like, super down right now?
A little. It's not super down.
Okay.
It's just volatile.
I've seen a lot of people whining about
it. Yeah, it hit 100K and then it went down to, like, 85.
Okay.
But it's still...
That's a lot. That's a big... That's what?
It is, but
15%?
Like, that's just Bitcoin.
I mean, down 15% is a lot.
I might buy now. We just got paid. What's it at? I always get in at the wrong time. It's at 83, yeah. Dude, if that hits 75, I'm buying.
Dude, so if it goes down... going down 17% is a lot.
Yeah, but it's not a real... Like, you have to put a different mindset and a different perspective when it comes to crypto.
Yeah.
It's not a fucking stock.
Right.
It's so volatile. Do I stay on 19?
Yeah, I'll stay on 19.
Against an ace, though.
He doesn't have 21, so.
Yeah, but he could flip a 9. Boom. There we go.
There you go.
But yeah, it could just be a China. Like, nobody knows who Satoshi is, or Satoshi, whatever the fuck his name is.
Whoever invented Bitcoin.
Yeah. He's either dead right now, because He has like a million Bitcoin, and he just doesn't touch it. Or it's a government. It could be just the Chinese party.
I mean, the thing with Bitcoin to me is just like, well, it's still, what's it worth? It's worth what? It's up to 100 what? Or it's up? It's at 83 what?
That's just because it's you're in America. I mean, obviously you trade it for like a different currency.
Yeah, I'm just saying nation. It's still, it's worth, we're measuring it in dollars.
Yeah, but it's worth, the dollar every year over year gets worse and worse. So yeah, one Bitcoin is worth $83,000 right now.
Right. Uh-oh, buy Renton. Who do we got coming in? Who are you? Be nice to us.
But it's definitely more of an investment. Like, it'll never be an everyday currency.
No.
That's stupid.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you're not spending Bitcoin to buy. Because then you'll feel like the dude that spent, like, 3 Bitcoin to get a pizza or whatever.
Right.
So 10 Bitcoin to get a pizza.
Yeah.
Like, wow, I really boned myself.
Really absolutely ass-fucked myself.
But it's like sitting on gold, really.
Yes. You don't take your fucking gold bar to the gas station and shave some of it off.
No. Although that'd be sick. What do you need?
Gold miner days, yeah.
Welcome, Shabby.
What's up, Shabs?
See how my golfers are going, eh. Okay. I passed on Daniel Berger and gave it to Ross. I gave him. He was one of the favorites, so out of principle, I couldn't really take him.
Right, right, right.
Although I mentioned he's probably going to win, and then Ross took him.
That's funny. Is Berger in the lead?
No, he's right in the mix, though. He's at 8 under.
Any of your boys in the mix?
Yeah, I got Chris Kirk. Chris Kirk's at 6 under.
Okay.
Damn, dude. Novak's going to miss the cut. Eric Cole's battling to make the cut. So it's really just Chris Kirk.
Okay.
Jake Knapp shot a 59 yesterday. So he's 12 under.
How far in the lead is he?
By 3, because someone's at the second place at 9 under.
Okay.
But Knapp's going to fall back today. Yesterday I was playing super easy. It's playing a lot harder today. Just because of the wind.
Wind will get you. Where are they playing?
PGA National in like Palm Beach. Okay. Gardens. Florida. It's the start of the Florida swing. Stay on the 12 against the 6.
Yeah. Staying on 14 against the 6.
717. Cool.
Dara is her name.
16. Come on, 10.
Oh, that's brutal. Lady.
You bitch.
What are you doing to us? Yikes.
Do. Anything fun and exciting this weekend?
No, it's all baby prep this weekend. It's all motherfucking baby prep.
You gonna like massage her feet, give her a bath?
Give her a bath?
Yeah, get under the crevices of the belly.
A lot of crevices right now. I really can't wait for her to never be pregnant again. I always tell her, like, if you think it's hard on you, you don't even know.
Yeah.
Because you're just, like, so annoying when you're pregnant, and it's... It really. All right, I'm gonna split these 8s.
I'm gonna double down against the 5.
Split, split the 8s. Let's go.
Feed them.
14.
That sucks. Damn, gotta stay on that.
Is what it is.
13.
All right.
Did she gave you everything you needed?
Yeah, I think so.
Come on, 10. Yeah.
Boom.
She got a 7. Come on, flip a 10.
What? Don't flip a 10. Now flip a 10. There you go. There we go.
Everybody's a winner. We got nothing this weekend. Next weekend, though, got a little golf event at Butler Pitch and Putt.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing?
It's just an invite. Invite only. No big deal.
Okay. Yeah. Like what? You're just going to play golf at Butler Pitch
and Putt. Just a little social event.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like Butler Pitch and Putt. That's a fun time. And it's about all the golf that I can put up with.
Yeah, everything's inside 100 yards.
Well, it's not the range. It's like 5 holes.
It's 9.
Is it nine?
Yeah, it's nine holes.
Okay. Well, nine.
It's a nine-hole par three course.
Nine is my limit. It feels like less, probably because it's so short.
Yeah, because everything. I mean, the first hole, I've gone before, and we've done like putter only off the first tee.
That's funny.
Because it's all downhill.
Yeah.
I've put it to like 2 feet with a putter.
On the drive? On the tee shot?
Yeah, good with the putter. Because you're just rolling it down a hill.
Yeah.
It's gotten much nicer since COVID, actually. They put some money into it.
Really? Well, they have to, so they don't get fucking...
Love to see it. I think it's city run.
Is it? Yeah. City's going to hang on to it? That's like one of the few old Austin things, kind of...
Still has a soul.
Yeah. Still left.
You fucking play a round of Butler Pitch and Putt, go over to fucking Barton Springs Saloon.
That's an afternoon. That's a good afternoon.
Go hang out with our boy Alan.
That's a magical afternoon.
The best bar in the city.
I agree.
You want like a real Austin bar.
Barton Springs Saloon is one of the few left. What'd she get? A 10? All right, yeah. Well, I'm chilling on my 20. Chilling on my 20.
I've had my birthday at Barton Springs Saloon like the last 5 years.
Yeah. You gonna do it again there again this year?
I'm thinking laser tag.
Laser tag? Where? Yeah.
Fucking Blazer. The place on the 290.
Yeah. All right. Let's go.
I want to see how much it is to rent out the place. Try to get a squad of like 20 people.
Down. We should go to some shithole bar right next to there in afterwards.
May. Yeah. Or, I mean, we could just go to fucking Boomers.
Or Boomers.
Boomers isn't that far.
Dude, Boomers is so funny because I'll just be like up at the bar. And I pretty much only order beer because I'm like, I don't even know what drinks they can make. Like, I don't know what drinks they're like knowledgeable enough to make.
Maybe I make it a whole event, right? Do like a weird mid-30s Olympics where mm-hmm. it's like we play Butler Pitch and Putt during the day, go to Blazer Tag at night.
Okay.
Down just get that. Activated.
Been a minute since I played Laser Tag. 13? God damn it, lady.
It's probably been 30 years.
Yeah. We used to play Laser Tag all the time when I was a kid with the like home sets.
Yeah, I had a home set.
And we'd play, like my friend had like some woods in his backyard. Mm-hmm. Dude, that was... Playing at night? Night laser tag?
God, they wouldn't let us out at night.
Oh, boy. That was the fucking move. Felt like you were in Vietnam.
Well, where I live, maybe. Your neighborhood, though? Your soft ass? White-tissued neighborhood?
You can split those fours? Oh, not against a nine. Never mind.
No. Why would I split fours?
I thought that was a six.
So I can get 14s?
Yeah.
Best case?
I do miss me some laser tag. That was some good times.
I've driven past it for 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I need to go.
I'm stunned it's still in business, to be quite honest.
Yeah. I would have thought COVID would have shut that shit down.
That's one of those shopping areas in Austin where I'm like, how has someone not torn this all down and like built something?
Because it's not a good part of Austin. It's pretty sketch. If you ever go to that Golds, I went to that Golds once, and at night I could definitely see someone mugging you.
Yeah,
like you had to kind of keep your head on a swivel.
That Randall's that's right there, some Girl Scouts got robbed.
There's definitely not a Randall's anymore, is there?
Yeah, there is.
They've been shutting down a lot of Randall's.
I think that one's still open. It's like.
It's a bad grocery store.
It's pretty whatever.
It's not a good grocery store.
I loved Randall's. I love Randall's because no one's ever in there.
Yeah, because it sucks.
I know.
Ass. We have HEB.
I know, but it's nice because it's never crowded.
And
actually,
you're like paying premium prices for, like, Randall's is always like a dollar or two more expensive.
Randall's legit has a better deli section than HEB.
I don't eat that cancerous meat. So.
Oh my God. And also Randall's fried chicken. Fucking fantastic.
You can have it, dude.
I will have it all the fucking time if I live near
Randall's. HEB doesn't really do fried chicken.
They don't. They'll have like chicken tenders next to the rotisserie chickens.
But it's like God a glaring lack of real fried chicken.
They don't do it, yeah.
Publix does a good fried chicken.
Yeah.
I don't remember back home. Like Acme, I don't think.
Wawa. Wawa got some fried chicken.
Oh, for sure. But Wawa's not a grocery store. It's a fucking convenience store.
I do remember, I'll never forget being so underwhelmed by Pub Subs when I had them.
What'd you have?
At Jake's wedding. I don't know. I got what Jake told me to get.
Did you get the chicken tender sub? You would know.
Oh, no, I didn't. I got like a normal.
Well, that's why, dude.
I got like a normal Italian sub.
You got to get, boar's head?
Yeah, I got boar's head. I got regular, that regular ass meat you can get anywhere.
Okay. Well, you clearly went in wanting to hate it.
Definitely not the case.
Damn.
Yeah, two busts. All right, I'm putting a grand on the table. I don't feel alive right now.
If it's like not your thing, it's not your homeland, you try to go in trying to break it down.
I know that's definitely how you would be about any food in St. Louis, so I guess I'm just returning the favor. But I loved a lot of the food.
What I do should have no effect on your life, especially before. I wasn't even around at Jake's wedding.
Did you not go to Jake's wedding?
No, I didn't get the invite.
Damn. I liked a lot of the food. Actually, you know what Florida food I loved?
That was before me and Jake were actually close.
That's fair. I loved
the... when we worked together at Grand X, he was in another building. I never talked to him.
Yeah, it's true. I loved the Daddle Pepper hot sauce. That was fucking fantastic.
Publix is fine. Now that I go... Like, H-E-B's, honestly, it's a better grocery store.
Is it?
Publix is more expensive.
That doesn't surprise me.
Publix has better...
Boom!
Fresh, not fresh food, but like ready-to-go food options.
Yes. H-E-B's ready-to-go food options are ass.
Yeah.
They're not good. Except for their soup.
They're like pre-made stuff, like ready-to-throw-in-the-oven stuff's good.
Yeah.
That's good. But like, dude, have it heated.
Yeah. Have something ready for me to fucking eat.
I could just go in and eat. They don't really have that. They just have like the rotis.
It's pretty mid. I mean, they do have. I'll ride for H-E-B sushi, I guess.
Sushi's good. You wouldn't think grocery store sushi could hold up like that,
but it does. Legitimately, it's fucking solid. What we got here?
Boom!
Oh, look at you! I'm got $1,000 on the table with a 14 against a 3 right now. So, and it's gone. God damn it! Yeah, the only other thing I'll be doing this weekend is watching a little bit of college basketball, which we'll do our show later. But Missouri's got a decent game at Vandy. I'm trying to remember what time it's at. What time is this Missouri game at?
Who you guys play?
We play at Vandy.
You should be fine.
Vandy's good, and we're trying to get that double bye.
Are we sure Vandy's
6
good?
6 o'clock, perfect.
I don't know if Vandy's good.
Yeah, they're going to be in the tournament. They're a tournament team. It's a road game against a probable tournament team who needs the win. If they win that game, they're in, certainly. Mm-hmm. Like, if they beat a top 15 team as a bubble team, that's probably going to get
it. You guys are kind of getting to that space, though, where, like, every game's a good game, allegedly. You're just beating up on each other.
Yeah. Everyone's trying to just get that one last.
It's kind of like the lightweight division in the UFC, where allegedly, you know, Chandler, Poirier, Gaethje, they're all like top 5 guys, but they keep fighting each other so they don't lose their spots.
Yeah,
they don't fight any up and coming guys, so yeah. You have no idea how good they are. They're just fighting each other.
It's all right. We'll get to the tournament and suffer an annoying loss in the first or second round, and this whole year will be tainted for me. Okay, I got to sit on a 13.
I wish you well, though. I hope you guys do well.
I just want to go to San Antonio.
Is the Final Four in San Antonio, or is the...
Final Four.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was, like, the round of 16, Sweet 16, the Elite Eight.
Oh, my God. This lady is just killing me today.
I'm up, like, $200. I've been playing pretty conservatively.
I've done a couple $1,000 hands, but I've been mostly... About to say, I'm about even today, so would be up a little bit more if my blackjack didn't get pushed somehow. But you know what? It fucking happens.
Dems the breaks.
You just gotta play the cards you're dealt.
The game ain't changed, it just got more fierce.
And then we gotta record softcore early on Sunday because Ross and Jesse are doing that Oscars show.
Mm-hmm. We got Boosh. Boosh on a Sunday morning is going to be interesting.
Yeah, we might need to be like force feed him an energy drink. If he comes in all sleepy and he's like, oh, I'm actually off,
I'll slap him.
Off caffeine right now.
Yeah, I'll slap him.
It's like, God fucking damn it. Sorry, I'm just so tired. Like, can you please just put some chemicals in your body for us? Oh, my God. I'm just getting the most annoying cards.
Yeah. And she'll figure out how to get a 21 from this, too.
Yep. Got a 2. Got to sit on the 15.
Oh, sick. 9. She'll flip a 10 now.
Yep. Then, there you go. Oh, there it is.
She's killing
there
us.
There it is. All right. I'm putting 1,000.
But I haven't lost any money. I've just been, like...
floating back and forth.
Treading water.
All right. I'm putting 1,000 on the table. I'm just... Oh, B-Jax is back. What's up, B-Jax?
You just want to feel something, huh?
I just want to feel something today.
Things haven't gone our way, and you're just... Let me put my nuts on the table.
Yeah.
Let her chop it off.
Pretty much.
All okay. Right, good start for you. I have a 2.
Here comes the 4. Oh, all right.
Hey, 20. But she's got a 10.
Yeah, perfect. I will eagerly await your push. Yeah, I'm chilling on 20.
Nah, she'll figure out the 21.
Yeah, dude. She will.
Keep it coming, baby.
Give him that 6. All right.
14. There's your 4, dude.
Yeah.
No 7. Come on, no 7. No 6. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, lady. How?
I'm doing that again. How many cards is that? Fucking 5?
Yep. 5 card 20 push.
God.
I lost by 1.
Yeah.
God, that sucked.
Dara is not our friend today.
But, oh!
There we go.
Yeah, it's your card, dude.
That's my card. All right, got another 20.
16. Love that.
What's she got? Another queen. 10. God damn it. Come on, lady.
Dude, why do I keep getting just essentially like election?
Oh my God, she did it again.
I'm still getting like voting tweets.
Of course you are.
It's next like sign the petition to pass Chuck Schumer's No Kings Act and strip Trump of his immunity.
What?
I'm not even registered to vote. I'm certainly not a Democrat.
It's so, I mean, once they have your number, you're just in the system. It doesn't matter.
Well, what are you texting me for, dude?
Yeah.
You guys lost.
Lost that one.
It's over.
Okay, against a 3, I'm going to be a psycho. I got $1,000 on the table. I'm splitting these 9s.
You're going to lose $2,000, bud.
Probably. Uh-oh.
Well, the weather outside.
Oh, let's go.
Don't do it to us.
She's going to build a 21 out of half the fucking deck.
Mm-hmm. She got 13, 20. So you lost a hand and...
Pushed a hand. Good fucking God.
She did it.
I'm just not... I don't even have the energy right now to be that angry. Like, I just... What the fuck, dude? How?
I'm going to stick with these $100 hands.
Yeah, I'm going back to 100.
It just seems like bad juju.
It's not a good day today. Like, truly, what the fuck? I've won no money in the last, like, 4 hands, and I've gotten, like, 20, 19, 20.
Hell yeah, 19. 20. Split the kings? No, I'll stay on the table.
Yeah.
Don't do it. No 6. Hey!
Look at that! She gave us 1. That was nice of her.
Yeah, you gotta have a carrot over our head.
Yeah.
Gotta chase.
Gotta make you think something good is happening. Oh, Harry Johnson just joined the table. He hasn't taken a seat, though. Harry Johnson! Come on down. Let's play some fucking BJ. Yeah, I see the red card.
He should probably manscape a little bit, you know?
I agree.
Not be so Harry Johnson.
Oh, boy, another 19 that's going to be useless.
21, baby.
I hope you...
My blackjack counted.
I'm done. Let's see. 8, 10, 20. You got to be... I mean, this is just fucking...
You just got to know... you got to take your lumps and just know it's not our day.
This is the type of thing where somebody, if you're like a regular blackjack player, you just get up.
You do, but we got to do a show.
Yeah. You, like a normal human being at a casino, a quote-unquote professional blackjack player, like someone who goes in every day to like play and shit like that, you just leave at that point.
Just say a Korean.
Is that... Who does that?
I don't know. Whenever I'm at the casino, there's a lot of Asians that are just like... hammering the tables.
When I was in New Orleans, I was playing blackjack for a little bit just to fuck around. And the chick who was the dealer there for a while was talking about how she was, before she was a dealer, she used to play blackjack professionally.
Okay.
Like she would just go to like try to make money at the tables.
Blackjack seems like a white and Asian game. Craps is a black game.
I don't understand the game craps at all. Like I don't know how it's played.
I know basic crap stuff.
Right.
And but yeah, I'm usually along for the ride.
It just confuses the Christ out of me. Like I just...
You just go with the crowd.
Yeah.
So you can cheer together.
Yeah. That is what they say the fun part of the game is, essentially, is you just... Everyone
gets hyped.
Yeah.
And especially if you start rolling hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've never played. I've watched.
Are you afraid?
At this point, I'm afraid... of how little I know about it. I would seem like
or that somebody would just like beat your ass for doing the wrong thing.
That I don't like that. I'm now well versed enough in blackjack. I mean, I'll do the wrong thing sometimes just for shits and gigs because I'm not paying attention, but like I'm well versed enough to know if I'm like at a table with other people.
Like, here you don't care. You're like, "Yeah, I'll fuck you, Dan."
Yeah, I don't.
Cuz you don't fear me. You need to start to fear me.
I only fear strangers.
I got to start smacking you around.
Apparently. Like that fucking viral video, that guy got his ass kicked.
Just put you in your place. Just be like, and then afterwards I'll comfort you. Be like, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't want to do that to you,
baby. I didn't want to. Sometimes you make me so angry, but it's only because I love you.
Now you taking money out of daddy's pocket.
You can't be doing that. Like, I know. I'm sorry. All right, come on, give me... It doesn't even matter what you give me. I have an 18, fine, sure, whatever.
Yep.
Sure, great. 18, hooray.
Oh, boy. Give me a 4. Yeah. All ask right. And you shall receive. Now give me a 10.
There you go.
Now give me a 10. Do it, Dar. Oh, oh, darn.
Now give him a 6.
Let me build. Let me win.
Yeah.
Come on. Chin, let me do it.
Oh, one card too late. Hey. Hooray. Because
I did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was an honorable
man. You did
do
the right thing.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, she was going to bust regardless. But
yeah. It wouldn't have mattered, but.
But at least it makes me feel better.
Oh, yeah, you did. You did the morally, ethically correct blackjack move. Oh, shabby and cash on the table. Shabby and cash is how you know someone's an actual degenerate is they're making the side bets.
How do you get the handle cash?
Yeah, I know, right?
What a combo!
Split those fours against that four.
I'm not splitting fours
against
dude.
A four.
I'm gonna double down.
That feels.
So I can get a fucking 10 and get an 18.
Okay.
Why would I split fours and then get 14s?
Just split the fours, dog. Ugh, all right, I'm sitting on this 13.
You don't have to split every time you have the same.
Just split the fours.
Dog. Low card.
I'm just against her shitty hand. Why not?
And 16. Now she's got a 14. She's going to flip a 10. Boom. We win. There you go.
There you go. You could have won so much more.
No, literally the same amount of money that has a double down.
Oh, right. I forgot you doubled down. Fair enough.
And also, that would have been my card for one of them, so she maybe doesn't bust.
I'm just saying, you know, live a little.
There we go. Thanks for the ace.
Yep.
He pointed to it, so give me
to let you know, like, now this is an ace. This is a good one.
There we go. I think she was just trying to get some good juju on it.
Yeah, clearly. She got a seven.
You like the voodoo doll I put on set?
I do like the voodoo. Where'd you get it again?
New Orleans.
Oh, nice.
It's legit.
Who did you voodoo it with?
No one yet. We can put it on our enemies.
Okay.
If you'd like.
Boom.
I don't particularly have anybody yet.
I don't really have any enemies, yeah.
But maybe if someone beefs with us.
Yeah, if someone starts beefing, we got that ready to go.
We have that in the chamber. So the next person that unsubscribes from our Patreon.
Yeah. That is the person that is going to fucking get it.
We'll threaten the Patreon members with it. That's a good idea. Like, if you unsubscribe, you're the next. I see that name. First name I see that unsubscribes.
You're the voodoo doll. I'm good with that. Right. Got a 13 against a jack. Yeah, I'll hit on that.
This is like a Planet Fitness membership. You can't leave.
Patreon really doesn't put enough roadblocks in place when you're trying to unsubscribe.
Insert the delete your phone number, everything.
You know, it is. You know who it is difficult to unsubscribe from? Is a Substack.
Is it?
Yeah.
Of course.
You just have to click like eight things, and it's
Substack
hard to
used
find.
To make or at least take a bigger percentage. You were so hyped on Substack.
Substack is just classier.
We honestly could have also made so much more money if you just originally put fucking Spare Bedroom on Patreon instead of trying to sell it on Apple. Like a goon.
What are you going to do?
You had like this moral superiority with like, we can't be on Patreon. We might as well be on OnlyFans.
I agree with that. I think that's all right. That's the correct take.
You're like, we're more legit if we're on iTunes. No, we're not, dude.
You know, you got to learn your lessons.
I'm tired of learning lessons. I want to start succeeding.
I feel like we've hit 10,000 hours.
I also don't buy that. Why is it taking you 10,000 hours to master something? That's too long.
Sounds like you're fucking stupid.
It sounds like you suck.
Dealer's got a six. I'll double down on this nine.
What? Oh, okay. I was like, we're going.
Oh, a 12.
Oh, no. 7-17. Don't do it.
Oh, she did the thing.
All right. I'm going to put $500 on the table.
I'll join you.
I'll put a little money on it.
Take a big boy hand here. I'm putting $1,000 on the table.
I'm trying to win some.
Let's fucking go.
Oh, you put $1,000 on the table.
Huh? Yeah.
You trying to big dick me?
I am big dicking you. Let's see. We got 9. Come on, lady. All right.
Come
19,
on, lady.
Come on,
lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby.
Okay, flip a 10.
I got a 14.
Flip a 10.
No. Let me get a 6 or something first.
That's fine. That's fine. You get whatever you need.
Small number, small number, small number, small number, small number.
There you go.
All right, flip a 10.
Flip a 10.
Yay! Yay! Boom.
Let's do it. Let's go. I'm going again.
We're up on the day no matter what.
I'm going again. Look at her.
All right, after this hand, we'll do one more.
Yeah, that works. Get ready for the day.
Day has flown by, actually. This is
a quick day.
I mean, she's kind of been feeding us our lunch, but.
Yeah, it hasn't been great for me.
But
I'm
up somehow. I don't. Just because I've been not an idiot.
Yeah.
I've just been
just
very
chilling.
Very chill.
Got a 13. She's got. What is that? Jesus. Okay. Not ideal. Give me an 8. Just give me an 8. Give me the fucking 8.
I think I learned my lesson from this show early on. Just stop being a moron.
Yeah.
Like, breaking even on the show is going home happy.
But what do we say all the time? When you're at the casino, breaking even is leaving up because you just drank for free for a couple hours.
All right. So, last hand?
Yeah, last hand. I'm going
to put $500 on the table. Worst case scenario, I'm up $200.
Okay.
Worst case.
Come on, lady. Give me something good. Just give me, feed me a fucking blackjack.
Feed me.
Come on, lady. Oh, boy.
Love to start with the 2.
Uh-oh. Oh, nine. God.
There
double
we
down
go.
Chance. Double
there
down
we go.
Chance.
Yes, we do. We're doubling down. 1,000 on the table.
Oh.
Feed me.
Let's go.
Feed me. 10. 10. 10s. Just nothing but 10.
Yes!
Give me a 10. There you
go.
There
come go. On, give him a 10.
Give me a 10. Give me a 10. We'll take the 9. We'll take the 9. Just don't fuck me. Don't fuck me. Don't fuck me. Come on. Don't fuck me.
Yeah! Woo! What a day. What a day.
Dude, yeah.
That got me up on the day again.
Dude, I'm up like $1,500.
Let's go. All right. We'll see you later. Have fun. We're at the MyBookie Live Casino. Check it out.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today. Oh, oh.